The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Did you know that November 18, the day we just lived through last week, is the push-button phone day? It's the unofficial holiday that commemorates the anniversary of the push-button phone. Push-button phone was made by Bell Systems, and it was introduced in customers in some area of Pennsylvania, November 18. And get this, what year do you want to guess it is? You'll never get it. 1963. Up until then, phones were the rotary phone. You know, that circle where you put your finger in and rotate it around, and then you let go, and you go, and of course, even before that phone, you had to pick it up and click, operator, please connect me to. And so the rotary phone was the first way to get away from the person operator. But then, to make it faster and more swift, and which moved then into the digital world, it came the push-button phone. Yeah, it's amazing. Of course, the push-button phone uses buttons across the top row, 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We who are blind also know that certain buttons pushed can do a letter for words for pulling in, like this podcast. And you'd have to do it so many times to push that button. But again, it's all done by the tones that are given. But today, now, even the touch phone, along with the rotary phone, along with the operator phone, they're all obsolete, for the most part, because of cell phones with their touch screen and their, for us who are blind, the speech coming out to tell us what number it's on. Or if you can even go one step further, and that is the audio input of a phone number, and the phone just automatically sends it out. Oh. Did you know the first word spoken over a telephone, yeah, you probably know this, was, Watson, come here, I want to see you. They were spoken by the inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, to his assistant, Thomas Watson. Well, you might be wondering, why is this in a podcast? Well, first, I thought it was fun. Touch phone having its own commemorable day. I thought that was kind of too cool. But second, it gives you a thought of the history of phones, from the operator to the rotary to the touch phone, now to the screen, and then to the automated, just speak it like on Star Trek. But no matter which way you look at it, it's for communicating, staying in touch, staying connected with people, that you can talk with them, even though they're not in the same room, the same city, the same state, the same country. You know, spiritually, we stay in touch, we communicate, we're connected with God, or we should be. And how do we communicate, stay in touch, and communicate with God? Well, prayer and His Word. If you have just one of these, prayer or His Word, it's only a one-way communication, and that gets pretty rough. As you read and hear God's Word, as you think about it, as it ruminates in your brain, and you apply it to your life, God is talking to you. His Word is percolating in your life. There's many times I say to my wife, I was thinking, you know, we should, and she comes back, I told you that last week. I have said, well, you did? I don't remember that. Well, your idea was a great one, and I guess it just took a little time for to convince me. That's how God's Word is in our hearts and our lives, too. That's why we always encourage sticking with it, even as you do with this podcast. God's Word sinks in. God works through it to us. But then in prayer, we speak to Him. We thank Him for what He's done. We praise Him for His wonderful deeds in our life. We ask for help. We ask for blessings upon other people. We talk to Him, just like I'm talking to you. So God with His Word and we with our prayers communicate back and forth. Looked for a verse. It wasn't hard. I had to decide which one to use that kind of speaks about this. And I thought I'd use Ephesians chapter 5, 19. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I like this verse because it's giving us direction, but tell us about communication. Again, Ephesians 5, 19 and 20. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. You know, that really means the Old Testament because they're, well, Psalms is the book of Psalms. But hymns and spiritual songs back then, they were made from the Old Testament. And there's Christian songs even today that have God's Word built in it. It says, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, our talking to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's communication. And so, November 18 may have been the celebration of the touchstone, but every day is a day which we can go to the Lord and pray. Dear Father, thank you for inventions like the phone, rotary phone, touchstone, cell phones, all those ways we can stay communicated with people. Thank you that you communicate to us through your word and help us to see and recognize it as you do. Help us to stay in your word so that we can hear it and you can talk to us. And then help us as we pray to you that we can give you our hearts, our thoughts, so that you then can bless our lives. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. As always, I love to communicate with you. I've shared with you. Now, share with me. Send me an email. You can do so at Dave, D-A-V-E dot Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net, or simply respond to the email notice that I send out to you. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.